Civil defence is common sense. A civil defence poster produced in 1957 by the Central Office of Information, INF2/122. Cartoon by Leslie Illingworth. Cartoon. H-bomb threat. If you think it's hopeless, you're wrong. Especially drawn for HM Government by Illingworth. Four straightforward, simple facts about civil defence today. The basic minimum of information for every responsible man and woman. 1. The H-bomb. We hear too much of the horrors, not enough about our chances of survival. Some people will tell you that if this country were attacked with H-bombs, every man jack of the population would be wiped out. That just isn't true. It isn't anything like the truth. There would be terrible devastation, but for millions and millions of people, chances of survival would be very good. It depends very much on our civil defence. The more people we have in it, the better. 2. Civil defence is well on with the job already. Some people think of civil defence equipment as a long-handled shovel, a rather odd tin hat, and so on. Well, it's not like that at all. Civil defence today is a modern countrywide service which offers you training with first-class equipment, radio and radiation testing instruments, firefighting apparatus and rescue gear, and the latest four-wheel drive vehicles. There are thousands of qualified instructors, 3 full-time instructor schools, and a staff college for advanced courses and studies. The more you get to know about civil defence, the more impressed you become. There is a civil defence organisation in every town in the kingdom, and there are units in thousands of industrial firms. There are 500,000 people in the civil defence services today. But 500,000 is not enough. Not nearly. 3. Civil defence is useful to you now in peace. In civil defence today, you learn. That is the whole aim and object of joining. You learn. First and foremost, how to live with your eyes open in the same world as the H-bomb. You begin to learn what this new, nuclear age world is really like. You acquire a fuller, deeper understanding of many important events that we are all involved in, whether we like it or not. Besides this, there is a practical, everyday value in the things you learn. Just take one part of it. First aid. In Great Britain in 1956, there were over 250,000 casualties from motor accidents, and probably at least another 1,000,000 casualties from accidents in the home. What you know, or don't know, about first aid could make all the difference to somebody. Do you know how to put out a fire? Do you know how to operate a radio transmitter? These are 2 more of the useful, interesting things that civil defence could teach you now. Do you remember the East Coast floods, the Lynmouth disaster, the Harrow rail smash? These are 3 of the emergencies where trained volunteers from civil defence were ready and able to help. They were needed. 4. Civil defence wants more volunteers. Now! It's no good saying, I'll be there on the day. That's too late. There wouldn't be time to train and organise you. It's no good leaving civil defence to other people. For everybody else, the other fellow is you. You live in this world. You are part of the nuclear age. There's no opting out for anybody. Civil defence matters, and matters to you. Go along to your council offices today and ask about civil defence. There's no commitment, no bull, no length of service engagements. Your training takes only about 1 hour a week. The classes are free and near your own home. The knowledge you gain could be useful to you at any time and would be vital to you if we were at war. Civil defence is sound common sense. It's high time you were in it. Civil defence recruiting drives are going on now all over the country. Their object is to tell you all about civil defence, what it can do, what it is doing, and what there is in it for you. The fourth arm. Traditionally, we have three services in this country: the Royal Navy, the Army, and the Royal Air Force. Now, we have a fourth service of the Crown: unarmed, volunteer, part-time, but no less vital than the others, civil defence. We have peacetime civil defence for just the same reasons that we have a peacetime Navy, Army, and Air Force. It is an essential part of our ordinary peacetime national preparedness. That is all there is to it. What you can do in civil defence. 5 sections. Which will you join? Warden. This is a job for a man or woman with a quick, cool head and some power of leadership, and something of a flair for getting on with people. The warden takes control of the area in an emergency and directs the other services where they are required. Headquarters. This is the nerve center, where the reports come in and the orders go out. If you are an office or scientific worker, a radio ham, motorcyclist or driver, here is interesting, important work that you could train for now. Rescue. Members of the rescue squads are highly skilled. Each man carries a pack containing saw, wrecking bar, lashings, wire cutters, and first aid kit, and he is trained in the use of all of them. Backing up the rescue squad is a special rescue vehicle with scaffold poles, cables, winches, stretchers, and heavy rescue gear. A rescue man needs intelligence as well as strength. The ambulance and casualty collecting section want 2 sorts of people: casualty collectors, to give first aid and see that the injured get back safely to the ambulances, and drivers, to take the ambulances back to hospital. This is work for both men and women, and if you drive a car already, so much the better. The welfare section would be called on first to help in bringing care and comfort to some millions of evacuees. But that is only the beginning of their job. After an attack, there would be more millions of people to be housed, clothed, fed, and kept healthy. Our very survival could depend on what the welfare section did then. The welfare section needs dependable, intelligent, capable men and women, and needs them now. And the auxiliary fire service, which also has really worthwhile practical training to offer. The work is important. A nuclear explosion sends out an intense heat wave, and fires would be numerous and quick to spread. The AFS has special nuclear war firefighting apparatus. You would do your training with it. In every section, you get first aid training. Warden Service. Headquarters Section. Ambulance and Casualty Section. Welfare Section. Rescue Section. Auxiliary Fire Service. Civil defence is common sense. Go to your council offices and ask. They will be glad to see you. Issued by HM Government by the Central Office of Information.